Hi, welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. This is the podcast where we use real science and simple strategies to get your metabolism on your side. I'm Dr. Patty Palko, and with my PhD in biology and as a National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach, I'm here to help you sift through all the noise and find what truly works for your weight loss journey. Today's episode is specially designed to give you valuable information that you can use now about a huge development in weight loss medications, GLP-1 agonists. We're talking Ozempic, Trulicity, Mounjaro, Wegovy, the medications making headlines. With this episode, I'm breaking down what you really need to know about these drugs. No jargon, no fluff, to help you decide whether there's something you should be thinking about. Trust me, I've done the work to bring you the most reliable, science-backed information out there. Plus, I'll be telling you about a really important effect we're seeing with these medications that no one else is talking about. So let's dive right in. What are GLP-1 agonists? In simple terms, they act just like a hormone called GLP-1 that your gut naturally releases during meals. This is why they're called GLP-1 agonists or mimics, because they do the same things in your body. So I'm just going to call them GLP-1 mimics from now on. This hormone serves multiple roles, but its main job is to help manage your blood sugar levels by causing your body to make insulin. This is fantastic news for diabetics, but the hormone does other things too. It also signals your brain to stop eating by making you feel full. And there's more. Not only does your brain get the message to stop eating, but these drugs also slow down the speed at which food moves through your digestive system. So it's a double whammy. Your brain thinks you're full and your stomach agrees. You'll end up eating less, leading to calorie restriction and subsequent weight loss. So do GLP-1 mimics work? Absolutely they do. On average, users lose around 6% of their body weight within the first 3 months and go on to lose up to 11% by the 6 month mark. Some longer term studies even show that half of the participants lost 15% of their body weight over a period of 16 months. I'm seeing videos on YouTube showing people losing an average of 11 pounds in 2 weeks. That's really compelling, isn't it? However, let's hit the brakes for a second. The speed of weight loss here is making me think of the reality TV show, The Biggest Loser. You remember that show. Whichever contestant lost the largest amount of their body weight the fastest won. Now, research has shown that this approach ended up backfiring for nearly all the contestants. Studies following up on them over the years have shown that the majority regained the weight, and some even weigh more now than before they went on the show. The reason? Their metabolism took a significant hit from the rapid weight loss. And years later, it still hasn't recovered fully. So what about GLP-1 mimics? Could they have the same long-term impact on your metabolism? While it's still too early to say definitively, the similarities are worth noting. Rapid weight loss is known to reduce your basal metabolic rate, or BMR, which is essentially the rate at which you burn calories when at rest. The Biggest Loser contestants had a metabolic rate that was much lower after the show than would be expected from people who were otherwise identical in age, height, weight, etc. Because of this, since the show, they've all found it really difficult to lose weight and maintain their weight loss. And here's another thing, and this is what no one else is talking about. Most of us, when we say we want to lose weight, we actually mean that we want to lose fat. But on GLP-1 mimics, approximately 40% of the weight lost is lean mass. This includes muscle and bone. If you're a woman over 40, you probably simply can't afford to lose either. Most reputable weight loss programs agree, since they aim to limit lean mass loss to less than 25%. Now, this is because muscles matter. They're more than just the things that make you look toned. They're the powerhouses of your metabolism and burn a lot of energy even when you're resting. Plus, muscles are often the first indicators of prediabetes, inflammation, and other chronic conditions that happen as we age. So keeping your muscle mass isn't just about how you look. It's about long-term health and feeling good on a daily basis. I imagine that most of the women listening to this podcast want a life where you're not just lighter, but also healthier, stronger, and more energetic. That's the transformation we're aiming for. It's not just about the number on the scale. It's about creating a sustainable approach that works for your body and its unique metabolic profile. So can GLP-1 mimics be a part of the transformation you're looking for? Yes, but not as the only strategy. You'll also need to address the root causes of why you gained weight in the first place. That way, you're not just putting a band-aid on a deeper issue. Otherwise, you'll likely end up regaining the weight when you stop taking them, which is what happens to most people when they stop. It's called the rebound effect because people's weight rebounds back to where it was before taking these medications when they discontinue them. And you'll also need to have a plan that helps preserve and build up muscle and bone tissue that you'll otherwise be losing. There is nothing worse than losing a significant amount of weight only to regain more fat than muscle and have a higher percentage of body fat than what you started out with. If you're considering these drugs for weight loss, it's really important to consult healthcare professionals and work with a coach, trainer, or dietitian. Your body is complex, and tackling weight loss should include a comprehensive plan so that you end up healthier than when you started. Before we close, remember that while I have a doctorate in biology, I'm not a medical doctor. The perspectives shared here are to arm you with information, not to substitute for medical advice. So always consult with your healthcare provider for personalized medical advice. You now have the knowledge you need to make an educated decision about GLP-1 mimics. Remember, this is your journey and you hold the power to shape it the way you want. The goal here isn't just to lose weight, but to transform your life in a way that's sustainable, healthy, and empowering. If this episode's added value to your life, please consider leaving a review. It helps the podcast reach more women who are on their own journey to conquer weight through science. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss anything. Thanks for joining me. And until next time, remember the power to shape your metabolism and your life is in your hands. Bye.